To begin at the beginning. It is a spring, moonless night in the small town, starless and Bible black. The cobbled streets silent and the hunched courtiers and rabbits wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow black fishing boat bobbing sea. The houses are blind as moles, though moles see fine tonight in the snouting velvet dingles, or blind as Captain Cat there in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock. The shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds, and all the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now. Hush. The babies are sleeping. The farmers, the fishes, the tradesmen and pensioners, cobbler, schoolteacher, postman and publican, the undertaker and the fancy woman, drunkard, dressmaker, preacher, policeman, the web-foot cockle women and the tidy wives. Young girls lie bedded soft or glide in their dreams with rings and trousseau, brides mated by glowworms down the aisle of the organ-playing wood. The boys are dreaming wicked or of the bucking ranches of the night in the Jolly Roger sea. And the anthracite statues of horses sleep in the fields, and the cows in the byres, and the dogs in the wet-nosed yards, and the cats nap in the slant corners, or lope sly streaking and needling on the one cloud of the roofs.